Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I'm your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. It's so good to be here with you again tonight. We're on live. Thank you for all of those who are tuning in tonight. This is our one-hour program, and my sincere intent is always to bring you the loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. As we've mentioned before, and I think we've all noticed that we are living in such changing times, transitions, new challenges. But at the same time, the angels want me to share with you and remind you that we are receiving amazing, miraculous, and divine energy from the heavenly beings. Yes, we do receive healings and blessings from all beings of light. And by the way, today is the summer solstice. And the solstice marks the start of the summer. There's much more light. And the angels say, move forward into that light without hesitation, with trust and courage, as we guide you each step of the way. And the angels just remind you, if you feel you need support in some area of your life, just say, angels, please help me. Show me the next step. And they will come to your aid. They will be protecting and supporting you through very significant life changes. So besides knowing about the angels, I enjoy knowing about astrology and the planets. And my dear friend, Reverend Janie Feldman, who is a wonderful mentor and teacher, she shared on her blog, which is earthangelforpeace.com, that at this time, the planets, which is Uranus and Jupiter, are working simultaneously. And the planet Uranus has this awakening vibration, as if it helps open your eyes in some way. It also stimulates intuition and inventions and ideas. And the energy of Jupiter, which is energy of expansion, is expanding and is visionary. So these two planets are coming together at this time. And you might be feeling an opening of awareness and stimulated to explore new things in your life. You may even shock yourself, you know, that you're interested in different things. We are awakening to the gratitude vibration, and we see how abundantly blessed we are. And we can easily work with God's power. We can choose to be in the light. We are all given that divine light. And we can watch others shine with their light, or we can use the light that God has given us. Or we can just go around confused and in denial. Sometimes, you know, we're going around thinking, what the heck happened here? But we are responsible. We are responsible to choose. And definitely, this time of the year, this is a year of transformation and manifestation. And what this means is that we are able to manifest, to materialize in our lives, transforming, expanding, and awakening. We can work as alchemists, as magicians, creating magic, yes, because there is a magic vibration. Before I go any further, I will let you know that we will be opening the lines in just a few minutes. And let me give out those numbers so you have them handy. It's toll-free 1-888-815-9756 and 530-327-7602. The other number is 530-776-5185. I want to encourage all of you to call in for an angel message that I will be given to you. So additionally, the angels say to make choices, to make time with your choices and your desires, to create a synergy, you know, a synergy of coming together, a oneness vibration, a oneness not only with this world, but with other dimensions. Honoring your oneness with nature here on Earth, synergizing the inside with the outside, by sharing sacred space like with the animal kingdom, as your pets, with the fairies kingdom, with the angelic kingdom, and also honoring the spirits of our loved ones on the other side. You know, there's a reverence of life here, and also for those on the other side. It's oneness. That is the emphasis vibration. And, you know, with this crisis we have been seeing that is going on in the Gulf, it would be wonderful if we could unite our energy with the divine feminine, with prayer, meditation, whatever spiritual practice you use. Now is the time. When you have free time, when you remember, you are a healer also. We all are healers. We have that presence within. We have that divine presence. We are nurturers. And ask for the presence of the Divine Mother to support you and help you to manifest healing and expend that towards others. Your consciousness with the consciousness of the Earth, your focus and your heart intent is to make things happen. And start weaving the energy of healing. Don't become distracted of what has taken place. We have now an energy of seeing no separation in the world. We see ourselves as one with the Earth, one with our planet. So see yourself as unconditional love vibration. And we can use declarations, prayers, meditations. We can command healing. As we have used in previous shows, we've used Michael's light, where we say, Michael's light, descend, descend, descend. Michael's light, defend, defend, defend. Michael's light, expand, expand, expand. Michael's light, command, command, command. And that's where we could use the command healing. We could ask Michael for this command. And express yourself in prayers, again in meditations, as a healing presence that you are. We need to own it. We need to embrace it. We need to expand it. We need to use that presence. Remember that we're here to shine brightly in dark times and in light times. We're the continuation of the seekers of the soul, of all that is good. We are seekers of God and of the angels. So, I want to give out the number again. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. Yes. That toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. The other number is 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. So please call in to receive your angel messages. And we are taking a 90-second break. We will be back with your angel messages.
Is an emerald imagination, we can build an emerald world full of new creations beyond our wildest dreams. We'll build a world that is green, with air that is clean, sparkling blue water and forests far as the eye can see.
Hello everyone, we are back. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, and we are on bbsradio.com. Let me give out those numbers so you can call in. I will be giving angel readings if you like. There's always, you know, angel messages for you. And the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756 and 530-327-7602. And 530-776-5185. Of course, if you're always interested in a private angel reading, you can go to my website at www.angelsarenearus.com. You can contact me through the website. You can also go to my Queen of Angels blog, which I am trying to update with new articles on the angels and with more information. And that is angelsarenearus.com/blog. So, well, while we're waiting for our caller, going back to what I was mentioning before, you know, sometimes we see the world in chaos and crisis, and we see that the world stands upon this brink of monumental change. The angels have said that we're standing like on a summit or a high point as radiant beacons of light in a world filled with fear. But I can say that the archangels, the saints, the ascended masters, our spirit guides are very near to us with gifts of well-being and with gifts of blessings and miracles and healings. And all we have to do is to receive their gifts. Allow their love to come into our life. They share and give these new teachings to us, and we can share this with others. We can share in love, share in compassion, share in forgiveness. And we can have our hopes and dreams become a reality, a beautiful reality. You know, living a life of celebration, because we were born to live. To live with celebration, to live with joy. And, you know, being joyful and peaceful, we need to learn that it can become the foundation. We need to embrace this light that I was talking about and embrace the joy and the peace. And we can do this work not alone, but in participation with the work of the angels. You know, we receive many mystical gifts from spirit guides and masters and angels, and this is for our well-being. You know, we have heard the word well-being many times, and often we pass over the world with that word only smiling, but we really need to see the meaning of the world, which is a wealth of, excuse me, of knowing. I think we have a caller, so I am going to pick up. Hello? Danielle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
What's your question tonight?
I was wondering if the angels might have a message for me.
Okay. Danielle, okay. Well, the first thing that comes, Danielle, is that they're really pouring upon you a lot of angel therapy. They're working with you. Raphael is asking you to please give your cares and worries to the angels, and let them take your burdens. You're going maybe through some challenges. Is it career or job or something?
Yes.
Because there is a feeling of a career transition. And
okay.
And your life right now is triggering that blessed change. So don't feel that you're alone at all. That's what Raphael is trying to say. You know, give your cares to him and your worries, because you're safe. You're safe in this transition. You're going to be fine. Have you been feeling fearful?
Well, nothing is clear to me, and mm-hmm. there's just you know, there's no energy happening, but there's no clarity for me to know what direction to go in. So a message I thought would be quite helpful at this time.
Yeah, the message is that there is that transition going on, but they don't want you to be in fear, Danielle, because the fear, what is happening is that when we're in fear, you know, we attract more fear, and we attract things that are in a negative energy. So what Raphael is saying, just ask him for healing, because he can heal you, you know, physically, spiritually, and mentally. And Raphael is working with another ascended master who is, his name is Hilarion. And Hilarion, they both work with healings, and they work with a fifth ray, which is the green light ray. So they're telling me that to see yourself, surround yourself in this green ray light, and you are safe, definitely. They are protecting you against lower energies, guarding you, your home, your loved ones. So, you know, just move away from that fear and just trust, you know, trust and take those steps with courage, because
okay.
you are being protected.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you, Danielle.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night. Hello, we have another caller. Is this Mark?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Mark. What is your question tonight?
I just wanted to see what the angel reading had tonight for me.
Sure, you want a message, okay. Message for Mark, okay. Well, the first thing that is coming out, Mark, is that you are a born leader. Okay. I have Gabriel, and I have Michael, and I have Sadgiel. So this is your time for you to shine. And just as I was saying when the program started, we need to all shine our lights now. You need to take that time to assume that leadership power, to shine your light and to guide others. You're also intuitive, and you're clairaudient. Have you noticed any guidance? Have you heard anything from other people or symbols that you know that these are messages for you, Mark?
Some synchronicities lately. I'm not sure. It's hard for me to read them or interpret things that come in. So I have a... Yeah, sometimes there seems to be messages... I have a hard time interpreting.
Yes. Yes, I have also Archangel Michael, which he is wanting to tell you that your intentions need to be crystal clear so you can listen to these messages as well. Don't doubt yourself. Just trust. You know that these messages are for you. And they are definitely what you desire. You just start doubting. And once we start doubting, you know, it's like, we lose a little bit of faith, so then the focus is distracted from what you really want and what you want to manifest.
Okay.
So just be focused. They are helping you. You have Michael. Sadgiel says that you will notice more loving guidance. You'll hear it, you know, in your mind, or you'll receive these symbols. You'll hear it from other people, and you need to take the step when you hear that.
Okay.
Because God is working in with you with faith, Mark. So don't lose the faith. There's also a relationship that they're helping you, by the way. They just want me to tell you that.
With someone here?
Yes. It's like a spiritual soulmate.
Oh.
So just you know, ask more about that also. Ask for guidance. And even ask the angels to come to your dreams, and they can give you much more guidance and much more symbols.
Yeah, is this spiritual soulmate, is this someone that I know now, or is it someone like in a dream?
No, it's someone that is around you, because when Chamiel comes out, it seems that he's helping you with someone who is close.
Hmm. So, wonder who that is.
Ask more about it, and it'll they will bring you much more information on that.
Okay?
God bless you. I'm going to let you go now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. I have Jay on the line.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Jay. What's your question tonight?
Well, this is my first time to hear you on the BBS, and you mentioned that we want to hear what messages the angels had for us, so that's why I'm calling.
Sure. Let me see what I have here for Jay. Wow, there's a lot of health and healing for you, Jay. Do you work in the healing arts?
Well, I do a lot of spiritual healing stuff, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of energy healing.
Not physical healing, more spiritual healing.
Yes, there's a lot of energy healing coming forth. And I have this wonderful ascended master that I was talking about a little while ago with our previous caller, Hilarion. He works with Archangel Raphael, and they are both in combination working with your physical, your spiritual, and your mental being. And they are very happy because you are doing the right thing. You're going the right path. Do you meditate, or what spiritual practice do you have?
Several. I meditate. I've been to India a lot, so I do different. I do a thing from India called Diksha.
What? I didn't know that.
And then I also, Diksha, it's from out of India. D-E-E-K-S-H-A.
Okay,
I do that.
Yes.
Monday and Thursday nights, and then Tuesday nights I do some work with Kuan Yin on a conference call.
Okay, you're not going to believe it, but I just turned two cards out, and one was Choose Peace, which was with Yogananda, and the next card is Kuan Yin. And Kuan Yin says that she absolutely is working with you. She's sending you blessings of energy healing, and that you are an energy healer at the same time. So. You know, they are just happy because you can pass this on to others, Jay, and you need to develop this more. The meditation, you need to maybe show people how to meditate and really trust more your abilities.
Okay.
Yeah, they're showing me that you need a lot of trust, and this is Vishnu. Meditation, and because with all this, you know, with everything that's going on, in our earth and with relationships and with everyone, we need to really help as we can each other. I don't know if you were hearing, I'm talking about the oneness, that we have to be together as one, you know, always united and try to help each other as we can. So this is wonderful if you do more energy healing.
Okay. I do have a specific question.
Okay, go ahead.
Lately, I've been under a lot of stress, financial stress, and it's my thoughts and my feelings seem to be almost tied together. That is, I can have a negative thought and it hurts in my solar plexus physically. And I just have to stop and meditate to quiet my mind down enough. But
yes.
I've always had an active mind. What's the question about is, what is this experience I'm having where, in one sense, it's really good because I'm really becoming aware of my thinking. But, I mean, like today, I missed the mailman, and I realized, oh, I missed the mailman. No big deal. But as soon as I had that thought, it hurt. It hurt in my solar plexus. I mean, even, you know, little things like that, I'm noticing it.
Well, you're very sensitive. You're becoming very sensitive, the angels. They say that you are ready to be a real healer. And what happens is that since you're raising your energy, you are becoming more sensitive, and that happens with many of us. But you found the answer. You are healing yourself, and as you're healing, your body is healing at the same time. So these are symbols and signs that you receive. It's like when you eat something that does not go with you, that's that is not good for your body, you will probably have a stomach ache or you will not feel well physically. Yeah. The same way, if you have negative thoughts around you, the angels are not going to permit that. They're not going to let that happen. So they're going to let you know you need to change this. Because you know what? You're also, you've heard about the law of attraction. And, you know, the Ascended Master Melchizedek is also working with you. And you are attracting a lot of things in your life right now that are blessings. So, you know, you need to go forward and don't live in the doubt and the fear. You need to trust and have compassion for yourself. You know, sometimes abundance or material things are not in our life for some reason. But you can start focusing that hard intention asking for abundance. Also, the other ascended master that helps with abundance is Lakshmi.
Oh, and yeah, Lakshmi.
Okay, so Lakshmi wants you to know that she's also working with you. And just ask her, you know, find a lot of blessings in current situations, Jay, and then ask for help. Ask for help. And you know, you're ready. You're ready to really spread your wings maybe in another direction doing something else, but definitely energy healing is your purpose.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I like that idea of find the blessings and then ask for help.
Find the blessings,
you know,
exactly. Because, you know, what happens is that when you're grateful and you find the blessing in what you're living right now, I'm sure you have many blessings. So just say thank you for what I have now, and this opens the doors for so many other opportunities.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you
have a lot of masters working with you.
Thank you. And I thank you so much. I'm grateful for you, and I thank you for spending time with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Jay. God bless you, too.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks.
Okay, so let me give out those numbers again. Toll free for the angel messages is 1-888-815-9756. The other number is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. And you're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. Number one live internet radio. So going back to, as I was talking to Jay just a little bit ago, about raising his energy and how we can help others as we raise our energy. Because each one of us, it becomes like a union of efforts. You know, we all raise our energy, our vibration, and our consciousness of our earthly, mental, spiritual, and emotional beings into the frequencies of light. So this will support each of us toward what we want in our life, you know, vibrant health, being youthful, infinite perfection of our physical, mental, and emotional bodies. And in turn, this will greatly empower our ability to be loving instruments of God during these times of earth changes. It's earth changes into the light. We are all changing. But we will infinitely expand our ability to be blessed, to be a blessing, to be a light through which the light of God will flow, and to transform our lives and our planet. So we can come to being into patterns of perfection, you know, becoming a new earth, a new life. Okay, I think we have another caller. Hello, Mia?
Hi.
Hi, Mia. What is your question?
I'd like to know about job. I've been looking for work, and I know it's just about my own work somehow, and that hasn't happened. So I'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Okay, Mia. Okay, definitely there is changes going on in your life. The angels, first of all, just want to tell you that they are comforting you. They know that in your time of need, sometimes you need healing and you need to open up and let them come in. You know, when you pray or you meditate, if you have a spiritual practice, just try to invite them in, Mia, and ask them. Ask them for whatever you want. Again, you know, this is a time where we can rise our energy and we can receive and manifest whatever we need, material things as well. You know, the angels don't make any distinction between what we want, if it's material or love or emotional. They are there to help us. And so what they're saying also is that there's a teaching and learning in your situation. You need to keep an open mind and try to learn maybe new ideas. I know that you said you're not having any work, but are you doing any other things that you like to do that uplifts you in some way?
Yes, I do. I do a lot of Abraham Hicks work. You know, I work on that all the time. I love it. I do little side things such as I do healing work, energy work, qigong.
Okay.
Meditate.
Yeah. Because I'm sorry. I'm picking up that you are a very sensitive being, and the what's happening now is only this little small transition where they want you to make this small inventory, just this small maybe pause in your life, because there's a lot of things that you're healing that maybe have been unbalanced, but you are ready to be open to something new, definitely. Something that you love to do, something that you've been longing to do. And there's a lot of miracles coming in because I have the Christ energy here right now. It's just wonderful. It's just like this wonderful miracle. They're, you know, surrounding you with golden light. And so a lot is just opening your heart, you know, to the angels and to the archangels. What spiritual practice do you have?
I don't have one particular one, but I do meditation. I do Kundalini yoga.
Good, wonderful. Wonderful.
I do whatever I can. A little bit of qigong. I do my best to remember following my breath. I do my best often to go into nature, go in the woods a little bit, and all that good stuff.
That really helps you to uplift you and raise that energy of yours. And of course, you know, always prioritize what is it that is your highest priority right now. And ask for it, you know, write it down, write in your journal, ask Michael to come to your dreams. Because, you know, as soon as you do that, it seems like the angels open up doors for us. It's just as soon as you write it down, as soon as you ask for it, it will be there. It will be there. So again, it's a teaching and learning experience you're going right now, Mia. So just look at it as like a time to learn something new and then be open to your blessings.
Well, thank you so much. I love it.
And really good things are coming your way because it just feels very good. Of course, they want you also to take care of yourself. Like, I'm sure you already do it, but just more healthful eating and drinking water, going out to nature just like you're doing because that is very, very helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are sensitive.
Thanks.
So you know, be aware that you're extra sensitive right now to energies and to emotions. But Haniel, which is the archangel who helps a lot of women in emotions, she says just honor yourself, honor your feelings, just be who you are, and you will see new gates opening for you.
What angel is that?
This is Angel Haniel.
Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L. Great.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Mia.
Okay, it feels really good and right. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, so again, I'll give out the number because you can keep on calling. I love these messages. The angels are very communicative tonight. So the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756 and 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185. So I'm trying just to get here my thoughts back together again. While we receive another caller, I was talking about our well-being. Let me tell you about next time in our next program. We are going to have an invited guest, and she's going to talk about essential oils, which I love. I've talked, you know, before about essential oils. And on our next show, which is July 5th, she will be my invited guest. Her name is Allison Stillman. And Allison wrote a book called The Sacred Art of Anointing. So she's going to offer us guidance on anointing practices. She will talk about what are the essential oils. She'll talk about her book. And, you know, the angels have always said that working with different tools as essential oils or crystals are also very powerful, because we can elevate our vibration by using crystals and oils and prayer. And all these are angelic tools just to elevate our vibration. And so, you know, talking about essential oils, the angels inspire us to use sacred fragrances that are in honoring of the gift of God. You know, God has blessed Mother Earth with all kinds of plants for our use and crystals. So when you take the very essence of the plants as the essential oils or flower essences, you breathe them or you apply them, you know, on your body, or you take them within, you are accepting that gift of blessing from God in your daily life. So, you know, sometimes we may feel overwhelmed, or we need that loving hand to help us clear our thoughts and lift our spirit. Just as I was talking to our recent callers, it is through the use of essential oils that we can do this. And these oils remind us that God gives us a loving and natural healing. So I also love flower essences. You know, flower essences also tune us in to return to knowing our natural state. And let me tell you that they work with electromagnetic energy that helps remove blockages. As, you know, sometimes we convince ourselves, or we have beliefs of not being worthy of living in joy and abundance. But let me tell you about the megahertz that they have. You know, we have frequencies in our normal being ranging between, I think I've talked about this before, about the megahertz, that range between 58 and 62 megahertz within us. But when our energy starts slipping, as if we don't get enough sleep or we don't eat right, that vibration starts lowering to about 54 megahertz. And then we start getting a cold, and it might go down to 52 megahertz, 48 megahertz, maybe the flu. And then the lower the energy, well, we get a vibration of a serious disease. But the rose is a flower that has the highest frequency. The rose vibration is 320 megahertz. Can you imagine? We range between 58 and 62. And the rose is 320. So by smelling a rose or applying the rose oil, excuse me, you are lifting your body, mind, and spirit. I love that. I love essential oils. I use usually the rose oil. I use lemon oil. They're just wonderful, wonderful oils. So please call in. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com, live internet radio. So we are live tonight. You can call. The number is toll-free, 1-888-815-9756. The other line is 530-327-7602. And another line is 530-776-5185. Call in for your angel messages. So I was talking about our healing and our heavenly well-being. You know, I was writing also an article on well-being. I think on my blog I wrote about this also. And, you know, you know, these previous months I was experiencing some health challenges. And I just, you know, was inspired by the angels to look up the word well-being. And when I saw, you know, the meaning of this word, well as in good health, fine, sound, good, healthy, radiant, and the meaning of being as in life form, living being, creature, person, individual. Well, this sounds heavenly to me. So to be a creature or living being, a fine and healthy, sound, and radiant life. So I just incorporate that in my vocabulary every day. And I say, yes, I am a perfect well-being. I am a perfect well-being. I am a perfect well-being. And we need to say this three times. We declare three times. And so, you know, God and the angels gave me the opportunity through sacred space and pausing a little bit in my life. And they gave me healing to remember that the universe, God, the beings of light, the angels, are helping us transform our lives. And I believe they serve all of us in times of difficulty. They guide us to change gears and to be aware of the divinity that is around us and within us, that light, that divine light that is within us. So angels and archangels and ascended masters are closer than ever to support us in this awakening process that we're going through. So we do live, you know, in wondrous times that we can connect easily with God and the angels and these divine beings of higher frequencies. Again, as I've said, you know, the power of prayer meditation is wonderful, and it enfolds us, you know, in this peace and in this light. So I really encourage all of you to open to prayer and meditation. When we pray and we meditate, we attract that loving connection with the divine. I think we have another caller, so I will pause for a minute. Hello, Judy?
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, my name is Judy.
What is your question?
I need a financial miracle and a physical healing miracle. And I can't work right now because of this situation I have. And I'm pretty poor, and I'm just trying to keep it together and struggling, and I'm just wondering if you have any insight.
Okay, so just for one second, the angels are saying, listen to your words. Listen to your words and start changing them, Judy, because when you say, I am poor, I am sick, you bring in these negative energies. I know that it's hard for us not to say it, but as I was just mentioning a little bit while ago, we need to focus on our well-being. And whatever you focus on, Judy, be it positive or be it negative, that is what you're attracting. And unfortunately for us, the angels, you know, they don't make any distinction. If you ask the angels, you know, please bring me health, please bring me abundance, and open your heart and your intent to that, they will bring it to you. It's, you know, it's a matter sometimes of time, but, you know, with your words, you can really make a statement. You can really change it. So what the angels are saying is there is a lot of positive changes coming within you. They just want you to start learning how to attract it more, how to bring that uplifting into your life, how to raise your energy. So what spiritual practice do you have, Judy? Do you meditate or?
Well, I have been. It's just really hard with the physical pain. It always just brings me back into the pain.
I know. Do you use any essential oils or what kind of?
I have a bunch that I haven't been using.
You know, you can use a lot of your oils to heal yourself. You don't have to tell me what pain it is, but try to focus on using essential oils to uplift you and to take away the pain. And ask, you know, ask the angels, you know, please, like if you use lavender oil, that sometimes helps with cuts. It's the same thing. Try to find out which essential oil you could use and use it. You could smell it. You could, you know, put it on your skin. And that will really help you heal. It does help a lot. Another thing that is also helpful, as you meditate, maybe using stones, Judy, using crystals, which have similar attributes for healing. So the angels are saying, you know, support yourself with crystals. And if it's financial needs, find the abundant crystals. I know that one of the wonderful abundant crystals is citrine. So any citrine, even if it's small, just hold it in your hand and meditate with it and ask for the angels to send you the abundance that you need to assist you in your financial needs. And they will do that. Okay. I have two ascended masters that are working with you and that are helping you. One is Moses, by the way, and Moses is saying, take charge of this situation. You know, it's like the waters are moving from one side to another for you, but you will take charge of the situation. Be sure of that. And listen to your angels at night. Listen to your dreams. Ask Archangel Michael to come into your dreams, Judy, to make you aware of what is the next step that you need to take. Because it is hard, you know, it is hard. You know, you must see the situation that it's confusing sometimes if you don't feel well. But when you focus your intention of just, you know, I am going to be well. I am being well. Even if you don't believe it, just say it. Say it three times a day. And say, I am well, I am well, I am well. And then it's like, you know, you will create that sort of magnetism that will pull that flow of divine health and of divine light in your life.
Okay.
So there is a lot of...
Excuse
me?
Who is the other Ascended Master?
Okay, so I have Moses, and I have the other Ascended Master who his name is Maitreya. Have you ever heard of Maitreya?
I have heard, but I don't know too much about...
Okay, he
Maitreya.
Works with joy, with the power of joy. And he's saying that, you know, there's so much joy right now that they want to give you. So you need to stay positive. Stay positive, filled with faith, he says, to manifest your desires. And you can even maybe find humor in a situation. You know, try to laugh a little bit. Just try to have that power of joy. And he's helping you to do this because you will find your life purpose when you find something joyful, when you follow the path of joy. So just support yourself with something that makes you laugh or some kind of friend that will help you, you know, bring this laughter, have that energy vibration that brings joy and happiness at times. Sometimes that helps us even heal as well, helping yourself heal through the power of joy. So Maitreya is with you right now, okay? That's Maitreya.
Okay.
Okay, and I am going to let you go now.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, Judy.
Too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, well, we are receiving messages of healing from the angels and the archangels, and I really am grateful for these messages for all of us because, again, you know, it's hard to go through the challenges that we are going through and that are occurring in our planet. And again, just reminding you that this is a time of great awakening for the earth and for all of us. Indeed, you know, sometimes we have great fears that arise in our consciousness, but we need to be aware that we can change this. I know that there are situations that appear to be confusing, and then there's more situations that appear more confusing day by day in our life, adding, you know, those personal situations. But again, we need to focus. What is it that I can change in me? What is it that I can uplift myself in? So, you know, the angels say we are going through this grand transformation. The challenges that we're experiencing are sometimes difficult. But again, we can receive the gifts that await us from the divine source, from the archangels, and the divine masters. We can be healed. Again, remember that you can call on all the archangels. You could put the white light around yourself and ask each archangel to be on your side. let us ask Michael to come, and I'm going to repeat again this decree, because when we decree, we are commanding, and we are asking, and it's fine to command. This is a time to command and to ask, because we are going to manifest. So when you feel uncomfortable or uneasy, even if you feel ill, negative energy that you're feeling around you, always ask Michael to come and help you. And again, let's repeat, Michael's light, descend, descend, descend. Michael's light, defend, defend, defend. Michael's light, expand, expand, expand. Michael's light, command, command, command. Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. So you repeat the decree three times. You visualize Archangel's Michael light surrounding you. It's a beautiful blue light, or it can be a white light, surrounding you from head to toes. You're immersed in this light. And this light immediately defends you, helps you, supports you from anything that you need. So I want to thank all of you for listening. Again, if you are interested in a private angel reading, you can always contact me. You can contact me with prayer requests at angelsarenearus.com. My phone number is 503-807-0896. And our next show is July 5th, as I mentioned. I hope that you all will listen at that time and call in. We will have a wonderful guest talking about essential oils. And so in closing, just reminding you to call upon the wonderful celestial beings, your angels, your guardian angels, the archangels. You will feel revitalized and you'll feel radiant with the angelic energy. So until next time, may God bless you, may God shower you with blessings, and may the angels protect you always. Thank you. I want to thank Seth, our wonderful radio manager, for helping us tonight. Angel blessings to all. Good night.